Supporters have said the measure is mainly aimed at protecting workers from secondhand smoke. It would ban smoking in bars, shops, private clubs, offices, virtually all businesses where there are employees, whether or not they're open to the public. It would also prohibit outdoor smoking within 5 feet of public doorways, sporting events, playgrounds, and ball fields. When a more generic version of the measure was originally introduced this spring, a handful of residents spoke out against it. Since then, the council has made several changes recommended by a committee of smokers, non-smokers, bar owners, and other concerned residents. For instance, bars would be allowed to have enclosed and well-ventilated rooms where smokers could still light up, but employees don't have to go. The outdoor rules are a little less strict. Also, the restrictions would not apply to fishing boats or other mobile marine vessels. But they would still apply to land vehicles, cars, or trucks, and that's been an ongoing concern for Councillor Mark Jensen. Jensen is one of two councillors who have been more critical of the ordinance in general.
I agree with the smoking being not a healthy habit. But all along I've thought this was kind of restrictive, and I don't know if it was the local government's place to put a ban on smoking, but, you know, again, like I've said before, that if it goes to a vote of the public, then I guess the whole public can decide. But I just have, I read that in vehicles. If, for instance, I have a business, and if to my vehicle's used for business, then if I had a friend that smoked cigarettes, he couldn't smoke in my vehicle. And not that people do anyway, but just I know I have friends that are in that situation.
Jensen proposed an amendment to exempt vehicles from the prohibitions on smoking in enclosed workplaces. The way Jensen interpreted the wording, a skipper or his crew could not smoke in a truck with the name of their vessel on the side. Ordinance Review Committee Chair Ben Johnson agreed the current wording seemed to prevent anyone from smoking in a work vehicle, but he explained the committee's intent was only to protect employees.
If someone was a saner and had their boat name on the side of their truck and no one else drove around with them, I thought, kind of covered in where we talked about when someone could work, if they had an office where no one else ever went into, like an accountant, they could smoke in their office. It was the same idea where, in this case, if no one was out, no other employees were in the truck and ever had to go in the truck, then smoking was fine. That was the intention.
The amendment to exempt land vehicles from the measure failed on a 5-2 vote. Only Jensen and Councillor Dan Hickman voted for the change. It was the third and final council reading for the smoking ordinance, and the agenda included a public hearing, but no one from the general public turned out to comment for or against the measure this time around. Rather, the council and staff focused on some of the specific wording. Public Works Director Carl Hagerman commended the citizen committee that tailored the ordinance to better fit Petersburg, but he wanted to explain his understanding of a requirement that the city provide and service receptacles for cigarette butts downtown.
Which is fine. I mean, I agree with that, but I just wanted to say how I interpret that as far as probably the department that's going to have to supply and maintain those ashtrays. I'm taking that as the city has the latitude to determine where and how many of those ashtrays are sprinkled out and through that downtown commercial area.
As long as the city has that latitude, Hagerman did not think there would be a problem on this issue, but he also noted that the ordinance calls for the city to encourage business owners that have smoking patrons to provide cigarette receptacles for them. Hagerman didn't think encouragement would be enforceable. He suggested an alternative.
If there's a problem that crops up with cigarette butts landing on the sidewalk outside of a business and it becomes a problem, then maybe there should be some language in the ordinance that mandates that business provide a receptacle for their patrons instead of just encouraging that to happen.
At first, the councillors considered an amendment suggested by Councillor Rick Braun that would require all businesses have some sort of receptacle outside in addition to the city receptacles.
I think that would be the best. It would provide the most control over littering, and it would not be the city's problem to maintain these facilities, which could be a huge problem, I think.
Somewhat tongue-in-cheek, Mayor Al Dwyer suggested it would be a bigger problem trying to make sure businesses comply with such a rule.
We'll have to hire a police officer to go around and give tickets for those who don't have them there.
One business owner, Nancy Berg, questioned whether there should be that many cigarette butt cans all over town.
I mean, it'd be nice to have them so people have a place to throw their butts away, but maybe we don't want them at the every business, and so we can work that out a little better.
Ultimately, Councillor Braun agreed to withdraw his motion, leaving it up to the city to provide the receptacles. Public Works Hagerman said he imagined the city would install receptacles everywhere there was a public trash can. The overall ordinance passed its third reading by a 5-2 vote, with Councillors Jensen and Hickman opposed. Hickman emphasized that the final decision will still be up to the voters.
And everybody in Petersburg will then have to decide as to whether they now are going to mandate this type of ordinance to the private citizen.
The smoking ordinance will appear on the Petersburg ballot this October. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.